Our scripture readings today, John 15:12. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. 1 John 4:11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
Lord, I do thank you today for who you are, and I thank you, Lord, for our sermon today. I ask that you would bless and you would meet those, God, who are listening by podcast. You would meet them today, God, and I ask that those who are here in the room, Lord, you would touch them and let this be a word that blesses them today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thought I had left half of my sermon at home. I'm like, okay, I gotta pull on my memory, but I found it. Lori. Isn't that amazing? She showed it to me. I'm like, yes, that's perfect. Because that's what I'm talking about today. Like I said earlier in the year, back at the beginning in January, I talked about this being our year of love, of giving love and receiving love. And I don't know how everyone else is doing, but I'm doing all right with it. I've been able to receive love from people, and I've been able to give it and show it and more than I had before. And I know I mentioned the one person that I'd had an issue with that I was having a hard time letting go of. And so the Lord just put it on my heart to send her a card every month. And I have been, and I noticed, but I didn't notice. What's funny is I really didn't notice until about 5 o'clock this morning when I was going over my sermon again and talking with the Lord this morning. And he said, you know what? When you think about it, if you notice, you don't feel so upset anymore. You feel free because you've been giving her this love. You've been showing her love, honestly showing her love. I was like, you're right, God. You're right. I have been. So I thank God for that. It's like a victory. But that's what I want to talk about today. My niece, Veronica, who plays the cello, she was here. She is the most loving person you ever want to see, you ever want. And I think I shared before, but we weren't a big family of huggers when we were growing up. We just weren't. We knew we were loved, but we just weren't big huggers. But this new generation in our family, they love to give hugs. And so she'll say to me, come on and give me some love. That's what she'll say. Then she'll give me this big old bear hug. And I'm like, okay, Veronica, okay. I get it. But it's so cool. And she's just like, she demands it. She takes that love from us. She's like, you're going to give me love today. But that's what I want to talk about. We have to give them love. We have to give people love. He commands that we give love. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes there are people you just really do not want to give love to. Can we be honest? I try my best to be honest. There are some people we just don't really want to, but he commands us to. And so that's what I want to talk about today. What's kind of so wonderful about God is he works even when you don't realize that he's working. He's working to show for me, especially how to put how am I going to preach this? How am I going to deliver this? What do you want me to say? And I tell you what, he never ever tells me until the night before exactly how, or early in the morning, early on Sunday morning. And I'm like, all week I've been thinking about this and trying to figure it out. And he's like, really, you should just rest all week. I'm going to show you what, you know, I'm going to show you what I want you to say and how I want you to deliver it. And so our first scripture today talks about what he wants from us, why he wants us to love each other. Now, last week we talked about how great his love was for us, which was so wonderful to know that he loves us no matter what we do, no matter what goes on. He loves us. But this week he's telling us to love each other. In Colossians 3:12-14, it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Love is what helps you to have compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and peace and patience. He's telling us to put love on. So what I was getting to is yesterday I went to a memorial service for a friend of our family. She was, always, I didn't know a time when she wasn't in our lives. And she passed away last weekend. And so we went to the memorial service yesterday. And I was sitting there and I didn't think about it at the time. I was just listening. It was really an opportunity for everyone to get up and share thoughts about her and how they, you know, with how they felt and everything. And I was just sitting there listening and a lady got up and she shared, she said, now I've been mad at her for 10 years. She said, I had been mad at her for 10 years. I just holding it and I would not say nice things about her when people would come around. And she said, I just was unforgiving is what she was saying, which is what the scripture talks about. She said, I was just really unforgiving of her. She said, but a few months ago, about 3 months ago, God just started to release that from my heart, she said. And I went to visit her because this lady was in a senior home. And she said, I went to visit her and I just, I just got free from it. She apologized. She, you know, cleared the air with her. She let go of all of that unforgiveness that she was carrying. And, it made me think of what I was talking about today, but not till this morning, which is funny. I listened to her and I was wondering because after she was saying how much freer she feels. So then after the service, somehow she found me and she started to continue to tell me about all of the people. She said, I called my parents and I forgave them for everything that I thought that, you know, how I was seeing it. She said, I called my children and I forgave them. Each one I called each. She had about 3 or 4 children and she was saying how each one, you know, and I was listening to her and I was going, yeah. I said, yeah, you're free. And I was in my mind thinking, why is she telling me all of this? What is this? You know, why am I hearing, you know, why did we connect? I didn't know her. I didn't know her at all. And so it wasn't until this morning the Spirit was like, that's the story to share today. She got free. She told me, I feel so much freer. She said, now I can live my life. I'm not walking around holding all of those grudges. I mean, just think about that. And we've all had grudges. There's always things. I try to be transparent with that one. My brother was even funnier than I was yesterday. He did the sermon or the eulogy yesterday. And he shared how he could hold grudges from 1975 and he'd still remember and he'd still, you know, and so, but we all have been there, but you're so much freer. Just what it says, when you walk in that peace and you walk in compassion and kindness and you're able to let go of all of those things, all of the unforgiveness, all of that unforgiveness. When you know, there are things that really hurt you, but if you can let that go, you walk in so much peace. You walk in so much love. It keeps you going. It gives you freedom. And that's what I loved about what she said yesterday. As we were leaving, as we were parting ways, she said, I'm so much freer now. She said, now I can do the things that I know God called me to do. She said, I wasted 10 years not writing. She was a writer. She said, I wasted 10 years not writing because the person who passed away had told her, you should write. I think God wants you to write. She was so mad at her, so angry, so full of unforgiveness. She couldn't even do what God had called her to do because she couldn't let that go. Have you ever been there? You don't even have to raise your hands, but we've been there where, you know, someone you don't like tells you exactly what you need to hear. Have you ever been there? You don't want to receive it at all. You just don't because you don't like them. You don't want to receive it from them. And just think of all that time she missed doing what God had called her to do, walking in unforgiveness. So he commands us to love. He's telling us, go ahead and give them some love. Like my niece, give them a big old bear hug. Give them some love. That's what he's commanding us to do. And it's not always easy like that. That story to me, it really, the more I kept thinking about it and thinking about it, I knew God was wanting me to share it. But it just made me think of all the times, you know, that we didn't receive, myself included. I didn't receive it because I didn't like who was telling me to do it, even though it was the best thing for me to do. You know, we have to be honest and let it go and walk in that freedom that comes from being forgiving. Sometimes people don't even mean to do what they're doing, and sometimes they do. Either way, you have to forgive them. You have to let it go. You have to walk in that peace, the kindness, what it tells us here in this scripture, peace, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. It's hard sometimes, but we have to do that to be free so that you can go on and you can wake up in the morning, you can sleep at night, and you're not tossing and turning because you really don't like them. I won't use the word hate, but that's sometimes what you're feeling. But once you're free from it, you're free to go on and do what you need to do, what God called you to do. John 4:11 says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." He's just telling us, and I'm just going to keep reading scriptures that tells us to love. He's just telling us to love each other. This church is pretty good about that. You guys are pretty good about being lovers of others. You know, it's been an awesome journey for me since I've been here, just to see that at work and to hear others make that same comment. When I'm out in the city and I mention where I'm at, if anyone's ever attended here before, that's the first thing they tell me. Gosh, they're so loving. Gosh, they're so kind. That's pretty cool to walk in that. That's pretty neat to have that be your legacy. Amen. Amen. That's pretty awesome to have that be your legacy. But I just want to encourage you today to show love. That's what he's telling us. We have to love each other, even when it's hard. We have to love each other. People are desperate for love. And we can do it. We can be the one that shows love. We can be the one that gives love. I was thinking of on Wednesday, some of the ladies invited me to lunch. It was really cool. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, they're just come on, go to lunch with us. And it was just so nice to sit and fellowship with them. Just really in what the Bible says, in the spirit of holiness and love. It was really cool to just be in that presence. And so that's showing love. That's just an example. That's showing love to each other. If you see someone needs it, give them a few minutes of your time. There's nothing wrong with that. I know we're all really busy, but whenever it's something like that, no matter how busy, no matter my schedule, I try to stop. And if someone needs me, I stop to give them that time because you just don't know what they're going through. We don't always know what they're going through and they need love. And that's something we can give freely. We can give freely. And I mean, we can just give love. It's so cool. You can just give love out. So, and that's what he's telling us to do. What I really notice in these scriptures that I'm reading today is he's not even really telling us. He is commanding that we give love. John 1:18 says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." That's exactly what I'm saying. Not only do we say, "I love you," I can say, "I love you all." Carol, I love you. I love you. But if I don't show you and you don't feel it, you don't believe me. It's just words. And that's what he's telling us. We can say words. We can say words all the time. But if we're not showing and showing it in action, showing caring for them, how are you? Truly, how are you? Tell me, let me hear how you're doing. I will show you my love. I'll show you love. I want to know what you're doing, how you're doing. Showing love is what he's telling us. There was another story at this funeral or memorial service that I was at yesterday. The young man who was the son-in-law to the person who passed away, he got up and he said, "I am not a hugger." He said, "I am not a hugger." He said, I just wasn't. He said, I think he was from the South somewhere. And he said, "It's just not something that I did. That's not how I experienced life." He said, "But when I came into this family," he said, "they showed me so much love." He said, "Now hugging is the first thing I think about." You know, he said prior, it wasn't the first, second, third thing. He didn't do it. And he wasn't a fan. But he said, "Now they showed him love. They brought him in." And that's what we have to do. Your actions is what the word says. Your actions of showing love, showing someone love. You never know when you'll win them to Christ, win them, you know, or even just provide comfort for that day. Your actions will do that. You have to show love. You have to show them love. Why do I say you have to? Because the word commands it. He commands it. He doesn't just say, think about loving. He says, "I command you to love." I think that's my next scripture. Yes. John 13, 34 through 35, it says, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. He's telling us nicely, but commanding, love one another. And you'll know. It's that song we sing. You'll know we're Christians by our love. I love that song. But it's true. By our love, by the love that we show others. I mean, outside in our communities, in our world, when you're showing love. It's just important. And it's something I think that I declared it, but I hope you guys came along with me on that this year, that we're showing love. I remember Carol sharing with me. The little girl walking to school and how she was just noticing that the more she would wave at her or whatever it was, the more the young lady would come out of her shell. That's showing she didn't have to do that. She's on her way to work or wherever she was on her way to. She didn't have to, but she took that time to show love. And I noticed that with all of us here, but I want to just encourage you to continue to do it. I noticed that you do take the time to show each other love. And I believe out in the community as well. Again, Carol goes out and visits the sick on the weeks and the months that I can't do it. She's there. And no one tells her she has to. You know, she's just one. And I'm just thinking, you know, all of you, I don't like to call names because I don't want you to think, because I don't, because I really do believe you all. I believe you do it, but I just want to encourage you today. This is what I feel God is telling you, to just show that love in your community when you can. Get out there and show your neighbor. Sometimes we have unlovable neighbors. We have, you know, I have one that I pray for him every day because I don't want to not love him. So I pray for him every day that God will bless him and meet him, because sometimes there's people who are just hard to love, but we have to show him love. I wave at him. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. So that I'm not for one, not holding anything in my heart. Amen. Because God judges our heart, you know, which is kind of nice that, you know, sometimes we do things, but he judges our heart. So he knows if you're loving and you're showing love, he judges our heart. So I don't want anything in my heart that is not of him. So I really work hard not to walk in hate or unforgiveness or any of that. And that's a challenge, because we're all human and we face things and people do mean things to us, but we have to not walk in that hate or unforgiveness. We have to walk in love. So I challenge you to think about it this week, to actually think about your day to day. Are you walking in love? Are you showing love to your neighbor, to, you know, the person in the store? My brother loves to share how frustrated he gets when he's at the grocery store and there's a long line and it seems like they're moving very slow, and how frustrated he gets. But do you show love to them? Because they're just doing their job as well. It might be hard, you know, or when you're in the airport and it's a crazy mess, do you still show love? That's what God is calling us to do, to show love in those times. You know, we're in a world right now where it feels like there's chaos everywhere, but do you still manage to show love? Will that be your legacy? That's what I think of. When this young lady passed away, that's what everyone got up and said about her. That's kind of nice to know. She lived her life showing people love. That's what God, I mean, every person who got up, she loved us and she prayed for us. That's a pretty good legacy. You know, are we living our lives like that? Are we living our lives? I know you guys are, but I want you to think about it. Give it some thought this week. Is that what you're doing? Is that how you're doing it? Is there a place where I need to kind of work on that? Is there a place in my life? Is there a person in my life that I need to kind of work on that? I'm sure we all have someone, you know. Okay, I think I have one scripture left, and I want to leave you with this scripture today. John 15 and 12. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. I want to encourage you today to get out and love each other just as he has loved us. We talked last week about how much he loves us. How much? How can we receive all of that love from God and not share it? And not go out and intentionally share his love with others? How could we not? His love. If you remember, I was just singing the song again this morning when I sat down. He still loves us in spite of all of the things that we have done. Something's good, something's not so good. We've said some things we probably shouldn't have. All of that, he still loves us. He still showers us with his love. He takes care of us. God will take care of us because of that great love. So how could we not go out and share that with someone else? How could you not? Amen. Amen. All right, let's pray. And I'm early today, so let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your great love for us, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have put it in our hearts, God, to love one another. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, God, that you are anointing each one of us to go out this week and show love to someone, God, that you will place someone in our path, God, that we can show your love to them. We can show them that they're not alone in this world, God, but that there's someone that loves them and that can show them love and compassion and peace and kindness. We thank you for it and we give you praise today. You're such a worthy and wonderful God. Lord, we do pray today, God, for those who are experiencing sickness, God, or even, God, an unexpected diagnosis. We're asking that you would be their peace today, God, that you would be their comfort, that you would be their love, God, you would be their joy as they walk through that journey. And we thank you for it. Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for peace, Lord, throughout this whole world. We ask that you would let peace come through our country, God, through all countries. And we thank you for that. And we give you praise. And we do pray, God, for all the leaders, God, that you would guide them and direct them and help them to make good decisions, God. We thank you for that. And we thank you for our children today, God. We pray a special prayer today for our children, God, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Lord, that you would bless and protect them, God. Build up a hedge of protection all around them, God. Cover them, Lord, in your love and your peace, God. And we thank you for it. We thank you. And Lord, that you would give them a mind to seek after you for guidance and direction. We give you all of the praise. We give you all of the glory. Such a wonderful God. Such a wonderful God. We thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.